And time now to Take Five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And our guest is Darren Hornaday from the Davies County Family YMCA. Darren, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Lots to talk about today. Wrapping up T-ball first. You're in the final games?
Tonight, hopefully we get our games in. We should be wrapping up tonight.
Tonight's the final night. Another year of T-ball in the books through the Davies County YMCA out at Southfield. And lots of fun had by all.
It's been a good year. It's been a good year.
Now, as we wrap up summer, and actually we're not wrapping up summer. We're right in the middle of it, but when school starts, many call that the wrap-up of summer. So
right.
We go from the summer day camps at the Y to now looking at after-school care.
We're getting ready to kick off after school. Yeah, you know, day camp's been a great summer. We've had a lot of good kids there. You know, so it's been a really successful summer. But getting ready to start our after-school season, and, yeah, sign-ups are going on now.
Now, for the after-school program, tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Well, we are the vendor for the Washington Community Schools. So we meet at North Elementary, and it doesn't matter if your kid goes to Veal or Lena Dunn or Griffith. They'll be bused to North, and so care will be at North, and we'll have care till 6 p.m. each evening. And we'll even have care, you know, on holidays, snow days, you know, things like that. So for full day care on those days.
You know, it's so important to parents these days because both parents work in the household a lot of cases. And, you know, you got to have a care for the kid after school. And that's where the YMCA after school program helps out because you're keeping them active, too. You're doing lots of stuff.
We're doing physical activity. We go outside as much as we possibly can. You know, we do the STEM activities, which is a kind of a big thing now. You know, we try to target our snacks to be more the HEPA compliant. So we're really trying to make it as a top tier program as we possibly can.
And then as far as the care, you know, the student to a teacher or care provider ratio is real good too.
It's like 1 to 10. So, you know, and they have time for homework every day. So, you know, there's the numbers are there for the care and, you know, they're busy all the time.
And we want to stress you don't have to necessarily be a member of the YMCA to utilize this program.
Oh, definitely not. You know, you don't have to be a member. You know, I can say it will be probably cheaper for a person in the long run if they were, but you definitely do not have to be.
And if you want to sign up, now's the time to start thinking about that.
Yeah, because right now there is a registration fee, and if you can sign up before school starts, that's normally a $30 registration fee. We'll cut that in half to $15 if you can sign up before school starts.
Wow. So, again, take advantage of that. Contact the YMCA and get on board for the after-school program. It is great. And what age group is that?
That's kindergarten to sixth grade.
So elementary age level kids. They'll meet at North Elementary after school till 6 o'clock, and that's every night?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, a great way to help parents out as the school year gets started. And our final note is, again, for youth football, as the signups, well, really, you got to have those in today, tomorrow at the latest.
We really need to get those in. You know, we will be able to, you know, kind of fill out teams, but, you know, we really need to have an idea of, you know, how many teams we're going to have. And so we can get equipment handed out hopefully next Wednesday is what we're looking at, and, you know, get equipment for all the kids and so they can start practicing because season starts the end of August, so it's coming up on us quick.
It's really great to get the kids to learn the program. I know Coach Jake Dernal is getting involved more hands-on with the youth level, mm-hmm. and then your volunteer coaches are really eager and excited, and you got a great group of coaches.
Yeah,
this
you know, between, you know, Coach Dernal and our volunteer coaches, you know, things are really stepping up there and just looking forward to a really great year with football.
And the numbers are continuing to grow, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I keep hoping more and more numbers, but yeah, you know, we're staying at, you know, strong teams, and yeah, looking forward to it.
Get signed up. We're talking third, fourth grade level, fifth, sixth grade level, mm-hmm. and then flag football will start a little later on, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, Darren Hornaday, lots of information there. The Davies County YMCA has lots going on always. You can find out how you can become a member, find out about the many programs that are available just by stopping by the YMCA or check out your Facebook and website,
Facebook
too.
And website, yes.
Davies County YMCA, our guest is Darren Hornaday. Darren, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take Five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.